ultra proud defender of the American dream, Rick Smith.
So, a new public polling policy poll just out. Evidently, this national poll shows very little support for Trump care. The AHCA, or as I've been saying, putting horrible in the ACA, only 24% of voters support the AHCA, while 49% opposed to it. Even among Republican voters, only 37% favor the Trump care bill, while 22% are against it. 41%, they're not sure. So interesting there. Kind of surprised, though, that 15% of Democrats are actually in favor of it, while 71% say no. On the independent side, 22% in favor, 49% not so much. And the weird thing is, the Affordable Care Act seems to be getting really popular. And like Nancy Pelosi said, at the time I beat her up for it, she was right. The more I find out, the more I think people are liking it, and the more popular it's gotten. 47% of voters are now in favor of it. When voters are asked, you know, hey, which would you rather have, Obamacare or Trump care? Obamacare wins by 20 points. So there you go. Now, most people don't think we should repeal it. 63% are in the camp that I'm in. You keep it, you fix it, you make it better, much like we did with Medicare. Now, the thing is, we don't hear much of the good stuff. We hear all of the rhetoric, the campaign stuff, all the complaining, the whining. Too frequently, we overlook the positive, which is why I've asked Lori Lodes to come talk with us. She's the campaign manager for Protect Our Care. Lori, thanks for taking time for us.
Of course, Rick. Thank you for having me.
So I look at this, and you know, I think what's happened now is the Republicans have done what President Obama and Democrats couldn't do for 7 years, and that's gotten the public to look at the Affordable Care Act in a more positive light.
That's absolutely right. And it's not, you know, you mentioned the PTP poll and what it showed. We also saw a Fox News poll last night come out, and it was 20 points. People do not want the Affordable Care Act repealed. And I think the Republican rush to repeal this law has really given us an opportunity to show the American people what this law is all about. And it's making sure people have access to affordable, quality health care. And people are scared right now. When you think about having your care taken away for the person who is, you know, who has a child who is going through cancer treatments, the idea that they might not have coverage anymore scares them. And so they're speaking out. And so I really do think this is the moment where people, we need everyone to come out and to talk about what the Affordable Care Act has meant for them, for their family, for their friends, and the dangers that the Republican bill poses to their lives.
Yeah, you know, we've done events over the years where people have come out and you get to interact with folks, and the topic has come up a number of times where people have said just that. You know, if it weren't for the high risk pools and the ability to get insurance, people have said, hey, I wouldn't even be here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that most people don't really realize is, you know, back in the good old days, back in 2009, before this law, a lot of people could not get coverage because they were a pre-existing condition, or they were just a woman and they were considered a pre-existing condition, or they had lifetime limits put on how much care they could receive, which all of that added up into a healthcare system that did not work for people. And that really just, you know, kept people sick, kept people in bankruptcy, and didn't allow people to really get the care they needed. The Affordable Care Act, it changed all of that. And that's where we are today, where we have 22 million people who used to be uninsured now have coverage. A lot of those people, they were locked out of the insurance market. The insurance companies would not cover them. And now what we see with the Republican bill, though, is that that's going to get all taken away, or a lot of it will get taken away. And what the Congressional Budget Office, so the nonpartisan wonky people here in Washington, said is that if the Republican repeal bill were to pass, 24 million people would lose coverage. That's more people that would lose coverage than have gained it today. And not only that, premiums are going to go up. Not only that, older people are going to pay five times more for their coverage than a younger person. And so, you know, it makes sense that people are now starting to become aware of what the Affordable Care Act has meant, but I think they're becoming equally aware about what the Republican repeal bill is going to mean to their lives, and they don't want it.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Lori. I mean, the wealth class is going to get $1 trillion in tax cuts. Come on, that's something, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, here's the simple way to think about what the Republicans are doing. There are going to be fewer people covered, 24 million, weaker protections from the insurance industry at a higher cost. And all of that is to give the wealthiest a tax break. So if you're a CEO from a health insurance company and you're making over $500,000, you get an additional tax break. If you are a pharmaceutical company or a medical device manufacturer, you get a tax break. If you are middle income or low income and just trying to get by and pay your bills and do right, you are going to pay more for your health care. And that's where we are right now. And I think that's what we need to make sure people understand is that the whole Republican scheme around health care is all about making sure that the wealthiest get another tax break.
Yeah, it's nuts to me. And again, I think that message is coming through because most people I talk to are appalled by the fact that you're talking about a $1 trillion tax cut for the top 3%. And also while simultaneously cutting almost $1 trillion from Medicaid, the program that takes care of our seniors who can't afford nursing care, for most of the kids who are born in this country, that's a very strong message that people are getting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so glad you brought up Medicaid. And you're exactly right. This is care that is critical to people's lives, our most vulnerable citizens. Like you said, it's your family member who is in a nursing home. Most people who are in a nursing home, it is paid for by Medicaid. It is the child who needs that care to survive. And it's people with disabilities who have a lot of medical expenses and whose families need this care to be able to take care of their family members. So, you know, I think when we're talking about Medicaid, it's really important to talk about what Republicans are going to be taking away. And they are going to be taking away a lifeline for millions of seniors, children, and people with disabilities. And we have to stand up and make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, though. I mean, you look at some of these plans, though, and honestly, you know, I've had conversations with people who've said, well, you know, the Affordable Care Act plans, they're not that great. You know, it's something. If I get really sick, it's going to cover things. And I said, you know, this is one of those moments where we should be having a conversation about how do we make it better instead of chucking the whole program and going back to pay or die, because there are some real problems, don't you think, Lori?
Absolutely. There are so much we could do to make this law work better for people. And I think what we know is that people are, you know, they are living day by day and really trying to make sure, you know, do right and make sure everything works. And medical bills are expensive. Insurance can be expensive, the deductibles, the out-of-pocket costs. So absolutely, we should figure out how to make healthcare more affordable for people, but not from a starting place of taking it away from people.
That seems like common sense to me. And as I said when this was passed, because, you know, I, to be honest with you, I was a single-payer guy right from the start. It seemed sane and rational to me to have, you know, one insurance plan. Everybody's in it. Just basic insurance pooling makes that, to me, the best option, that the young, the old, everybody in one pot, and we make sure everyone gets the care that they need. That wasn't considered a public option, in my view, would have created the competition that the Republicans are crying about now. But, you know, here's the thing. Even back then, I was saying, you know, you look at the Medicare rollout, how when they first got it, when they first brought it out, it didn't cover an awful lot. And over the years, people have taken to it and have demanded that it get better, so that when my grandmother was sick, you know, she spent, you know, about a month in the hospital and there were almost no bills for her time in the hospital.
Right, right. And I think what you have is, there is a reason why the AARP, the American Cancer Society, Consumers Union, the American Hospital Association, doctors, nurses, everyone has come out so strongly against this bill is because it does not work for patients. It does not work for you or your grandmother. I mean, that's actually another good point that we should bring up, is this is going to actually make Medicare become dissolvent much sooner. It's going to take 3 years away from the trust fund. So when we're talking about what we can do to make sure that people can get care, to make sure our seniors get the care they need through Medicare and through long-term care and nursing home care, we need to improve what we have, not take away and make it a lot worse.
You listen to the Rick Smith Show. We're here at Larry Loge. She's a campaign manager for Protect Our Care. Tell me a little bit about what are you guys working on? What's the rollout for Protect Our Care?
So, well, right now we are really focused on what the House is getting ready to do. We are expecting the House of Representatives to vote on their repeal bills. next week, a week from today, in fact.
Right.
And so right now, it's about making sure that every member of Congress is hearing from their constituents that they should not be voting to have their care taken away, that they should not be voting on a bill that the CBO said 24 million people will lose their care and premiums will go up and older adults will be paying five times as much as a younger person. So right now, it's all about making sure people have their voices heard, because here's the thing. As soon as the House, if they're to pass this bill next week, it's going to quickly go to the Senate. They are trying to rush this through,
right,
and they do not want public input. So that's why we need to make sure the public hears, members of Congress hear from the public.
Isn't it a bit ironic that, you know, for all those years we heard that, you know, Obama rammed this down our throats? And I go, you know, a year-long ramming down has got to be like the longest ramming down in history.
Oh, my gosh. With hundreds of hearings.
Yeah.
With hundreds of hearings, with public input from every stakeholder. Unlike what we're seeing now, where, you know, they really had this locked away in a basement and were refusing to allow their own members to see it, right? So we need to know. I think the other thing that we need to know that we haven't had a chance is, like, what does this mean for individual states? How many people in Pennsylvania are going to lose their health care because of what the Republican health care repeal bill will do, right? So we know under Medicaid expansion that that's basically going to end. There's 500,000 people in Pennsylvania who have gained coverage because of that. So I think there needs to be time. You know, we need to slow down, and there needs to be time to figure out just what does this going to mean to people? And they can't just rush it forward and take away 24 million people's coverage without actually talking to them about what it will look like.
Yeah, I mean, these kind of wild swings, not good in any industry, but especially healthcare. And, you know, I remember during the, you know, the Republican occupation, if you will, as we gridlock our entire government for about 8 years, I remember, you know, the Republicans saying we need certainty. You know, business needs certainty. Well, you know what? The healthcare industry needs certainty that you're not going to pull the rug out from underneath them. At least that's my thought.
Yes, I mean, they absolutely do. Right now you have the insurance companies trying to figure out how much they're going to charge people next year, right? That's something they have to do in the early spring. You have state governments trying to figure out their budget. And what does that mean for education, but also for healthcare? And all of these things go together. And right now, nobody knows what's happening. There is this lack of certainty that is not only dangerous for people's healthcare, but it's dangerous for businesses and for the local economies as well.
Yeah, it's crazy. Last line of questioning I've got for you, you know, in looking at this, the Ryan plan, the Trump care, whatever we're going to call it, anything in this surprise you? Because to be honest, this, you know, as someone who does what I do for a living, virtually everything in that plan was basically a right-wing talking point. It's something that, you know, health savings accounts and, you know, all of that stuff. We knew that was kind of it. And it still took him this long to roll it out.
So here's what I think surprises me the most, is that at the end of the day, this bill does more to hurt seniors, to hurt those who live in rural communities, and does more to help the wealthiest. And at the end of the day, the people who are going to be hurt the most are the people who elected Donald Trump into office. And so I am a little surprised that Donald Trump, this is the path that he would want to take, would be to really screw over his voters.
Yeah,
right?
But do you think because he actually read this? I mean, do you think he actually knows one thing inside this? Come on.
I don't know. I think it was funny yesterday. You had a lot of Republicans talking about how Donald Trump had been duped into voting for the, or into supporting for this. So I'll let the Republicans have their knives out. But yeah, I think that, you know, I'm not sure he fully appreciates just what this is going to mean for those who voted him into office.
Yeah, I mean, they should have had someone at Fox News read it to him, because it seems like nothing in his goes through anywhere between his ears unless it comes off of TV.
Right. When you have a 64-year-old person who's going to be start paying $13,000 more per year for their health care, he's going to get a lot of blowback for that when these people get their premium notices for the year.
Yeah, especially on an income of $26,600.
Exactly.
Amazing stuff. Lori, I appreciate you taking time, sharing a little thoughts with us.
Thank you, Rick.
Great talking with you. Lori Lodes, she's the campaign manager there at Protect Our Care. You want to check out their website? We'll get a link at therickSmithShow.com. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. Listen to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk. Get a good job with more pain. You're
gas. Grab that cash with both hands and make a stash.
Where smart policy and sound investment matters. The Rick Smith Show.